This is an
Get In
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
It's a good point. It's a very, very good point. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN, which is sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best price with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, and Old Bridge, Plus Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
You familiar with the work of David Blow?
Can I tell you one thing, Peter?
Sure.
This group over here?
Yeah.
Right? See that young lady, Michelle?
Sure, I see Michelle.
Birthday.
Hey, yes. Happy birthday,
How old
Michelle.
Do you think she is?
I asked her.
I guessed right.
I asked her, she said old. She wouldn't tell me. How did you guess right?
I said 26, and she said absolutely. She might have been lying.
Is that true, Michelle? No, it's not true. I think she's distraught about this one.
Not true that he didn't guess right, or not true that she's 26? You are 26.
No, she's not.
Oh, she's not 26. Oh, you're doing great. I thought you were 26. I believe that
as
well.
If you're concerned about that you're old, you'd have to think it's one of those birthdays. So I wonder if it's 30, although she doesn't look it.
Well, let's just hope she didn't spend 30 sitting around with us.
More?
Oh,
wow.
Here's the thing. A lot of times...
God bless you. Brag about it then.
That's the thing. I was going to say, at a certain point, you go from not wanting to say your age
right.
to when people believe you're so young, you actually are like, no, I actually want to tell you how old I am now.
Right. I'm 58. I look terrific. I tell everybody.
That's a great
I'm
point.
I'm 57. I'll be 53 next Saturday. There you go.
Actually, Michael, your birthday is on Sunday.
Sunday.
What do you want?
The NFL talked about having the Super Bowl on my birthday, so I said, sure.
It's nice of you to...
Yep.
And the Super Bowl is going to honor Kobe, and they're going to wedge in the groundhog at some point, too, because it's Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
And Michael, and a celebration for you?
That's right. And a celebration
of Michael. Well, J-Lo's going to mention me. And Shakira.
Are you excited about the J-Lo-Shakira situation?
Not even a bit.
No.
Can you get Alex to ask Jennifer Lopez to wink at the camera, like, at a certain point to just honor your birthday?
Sure, I'll text him right now.
No, what?
We'll do it.
By the way,
yeah,
you should do that.
Really?
Want to send him a voice note? I'll say it.
No.
Go to text and I'll send him a voice note.
No, thank you.
All right, maybe he's listening. Alex, you should ask J-Lo to have a moment, you know, to do one of those things where she doesn't have to, like, whisper it or wink or anything. She just yells it out. Happy birthday, Michael K.
That would be
like,
too much.
Like between songs. Because, you know, J-Lo has a Vegas act.
Right.
She's very good at segueing from song to song. It's all going to be a medley, right? And during one of those segues, while she's, like, changing outfits and fire is flying everywhere, happy birthday to the legendary Yankees broadcaster, my favorite afternoon radio personality, the one and only
wow.
Michael K. Happy 59th birthday.
And then,
it's not that much to ask.
And Ryan's going to text you. Make sure they give
make sure they say 98.7 ESPN.
And the time the show is on.
You'd get an email from Ryan that goes, they're not going to mention the midday show.
Oh, that was great, Michael, that she mentioned
I would have loved for them to mention Bart and Han.
She couldn't mention 3-7.
Couldn't they sell over the morning show? Mention Golic and Wingle,
couldn't
too?
Couldn't mention Carlin. How about Carol Burnett, a little tug on the ear? How about that?
Shakira could tug.
Excuse me?
I'll let Shakira do the tug.
You know what? Let's just... I really think we should move forward. Oh, okay. How do I transition here?
You find the stories.
Yeah, I know, but... Okay. Tonight, we've talked about a lot throughout the day. The Lakers are playing their first game since the death of Kobe Bryant. It will be at 10 p.m. on ESPN, and it is against the Portland Trail Blazers. Carmelo Anthony is still grieving, and he will not play tonight. Damian Lillard spoke about it. He said, I respect it. I know him and Kobe had a great relationship. It's something he was not ready to face and deal with. We all respect his decision. They were never teammates in the NBA, but Carmelo and Kobe were on both the 2008 and 2012 U.S. teams that won the Olympic gold medal.
Listen, Lillard said what he said. No teammate is going to criticize their teammate for not playing, but you wonder how they privately feel. I don't know how they privately feel. I'm sure there are a lot of people that have been affected by Kobe Bryant's death.
Well, do you think that players on the Nets were annoyed that Kyrie left the building.
I can't speak for them. Like, I can't speak for why Carmelo's not playing. I can't speak.
Let me tell you, if you know the person well, and you would think if he's your teammate, you know him pretty well.
Right.
Even though he hasn't been there that long, I think a lot of the Blazers got to know Carmelo. You probably know if it's BS or not. Right? You probably
well, I don't think it's BS.
That. No, no, no. I'm just saying, like, the only reason you would be upset is if you think that it's grandstanding, if you think he really could play, but he's just trying to get into the news or something.
Like, No. I don't think that they would.
Because otherwise,
that.
Why would you be upset
then? Because maybe they think, you know what? You have to play. I mean, that's your job. You have to play. And Kobe would want you to play. That's what they could think. They might think that he has a legitimate reason for not playing, but they might think, why is he not playing? We're all sad.
How do we know that if God forbid, Kobe suffered a death in his life, that he would play? Just because he played every game doesn't mean that he would mourn the same way as everybody else. Maybe he'd be the first to not play.
He played an overtime game. He said this on Jimmy Kimmel when his wife was in labor.
Kobe, but that's a little different.
Kobe was a different kind of beast.
Right.
But Jeannie Buss paid tribute to Kobe on social media. The controlling owner and president of the Lakers said...
But he did get back for the birth, by the way.
My father loved you like a son, which makes you family. When you invited me to lunch shortly after my father passed away, I was struggling to find motivation and purpose, Kobe. You brought Gianna with you to spend time with me. You explained that you wanted to show her that women can be leaders in the NBA just like the men. At first, it seemed like an action of a devoted father setting an example for his daughter. But in actuality, and I am positively sure you knew exactly what you were doing, what you did was give me the inspiration and strength I was searching for. That actually really was more touching than I realized it was.
She wrote a beautiful, what was it, Instagram post, I believe. It was really, really well done, and you can see it from the heart.
Rob Pelinka has also publicly commented, stating that Kobe and Gianna's deaths have left an irreplaceable void, and also referred to Kobe as his best friend. On Sunday, I lost my best friend and my sweet goddaughter. With that, there has been an amputation of part of my soul, Pelinka said. Obviously tonight, for him and for everyone, I mean, right. For the Lakers organization, it's just going to be a lot. Doc Rivers said that him and his players, speaking before their game tonight and the first game at the Staples Center, said that they want to pay tribute by winning the whole thing. I think our guys understand if you really want to salute him, he made a lot of sacrifices to be a winner, Kobe did. And so for us to win, we're going to have to do the same thing. Paul George.
One thing I don't like about all of this, we have no idea what Kobe would want.
I
hate when people say that Kobe would want us to win. We have no idea.
I said this the other day on Hot 97 and was accused of being a bad guy. I get why people do it.
But it's wrong.
But it's a little bit, it's the default place to go is what he would want. I think sometimes, frankly, it's more important to think, if you want to talk about what people want, the most important want is what the family that's here would actually want because they're here. Otherwise, I get why people say it. I'm not trying to be Captain Literal Man. I get it. But I also hear you at some point.
Yeah, I mean, to talk about what the dear departed want, that's
and also, if you
want to
be, also, if you want to be literal.
He wants to be alive is what he wants.
Well, I'm not going to be that literal. But if I'm going to go one notch less literal, I think Kobe would prefer if the Lakers won the championship.
Right.
I don't think he's pulling for the Clippers.
But what's interesting is if you watch that Kimmel special, it was right after Kawhi had went to the Clippers, and Kimmel asked him, who's the better team? And he just refused to answer. He's like, well, what if, he goes like, you know, there's a lot of things that play into it, you know, who's healthy? He's like, if everybody's healthy. And then Kobe's like, well, the teams that they're playing, are those teams healthy? Like, he refused to answer the question. So he could have just said, because he's a former Laker, you know, I think the Lakers are the better team, I think they're going to win. So he played it down the middle. He was completely not the middle.
That is very interesting.
Would not answer the question.
And I'm not knocking these particular people because it happens all the time when somebody passes away.
Always.
Oh, they would want us to be here. Oh, my dad would. Okay. Guessing. Unless you have a Ouija board.
Well, listen, I mean, if you want to do what they want, Tony and Janice's mother, Olivia didn't want a funeral at all. But when push came to shove, Tony and they decided that the right thing to do was to have a small service.
Are you going back to Sopranos?
Of course.
The NBA has announced that players in the All-Star game on Team LeBron will wear number 2 in honor of Gianna Bryant. Well, Giannis's players will all wear the number 24 in honor of Kobe. Each jersey will have a patch on it with 9 stars to represent the 9 lives lost in the crash. A separate patch featuring the 2 and 24 surrounded by the 9 stars will be worn on the jerseys of players participating in the Rising Stars and the All-Star Saturday night competitions. Speaking of the All-Star game, the NBA released a list of players voted on to be reserves. So some names for you, Michael. You'll get Jimmy Butler. You'll get Ben Simmons, Andrew. You'll get Chris Middleton. Don, Andrew, you'll be happy. Damian Lillard.
There you go.
Will be there, of course. Jokic, Westbrook.
Why are you a Blazer fan, Don?
I'll never say.
Jason Tatum's going to be there. Sabonis. And Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert.
See, I think it was Bradley Beal's fiancé went up and in on the people not choosing her fiancé.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned Bradley Beal, because he actually spoke.
Okay.
I have audio of Bradley Beal about not making the All-Star team. Can we hear from Bradley Beal?
I'm a little pissed off about it, but I know how I am. I was kind of expecting it, honestly. It's disrespectful, but the real ones know, so I'm just keep competing, and I'm going to try to get my team in the playoffs, for sure. I don't play for anybody else's approval. You know, I come out and compete, because with these guys given the talents and abilities, I wouldn't be on this floor.
He's had a great year. It's amazing he's not going.
And also, can Bradley Beal catch a break? I mean, okay, he's caught a break financially. He's doing quite well. But he's stuck in Washington. They're stuck with the John Wall contract. The team is just stuck in place. He's playing as well as he could possibly play, and he still can't get a selection to be a reserve. It's bad enough that it's impossible for him to get a starting spot just because there's so many big names. But bit of a bummer.
When you're on a better team, what happens is you get more attention and more people will realize what a great year you're having.
By the way,
people in the NBA should know.
Rising Stars is going to be lit. Zion has been tapped for Rising Stars. Luka Doncic, Trae Young, and Ja Morant all playing in the Rising Stars game. So that should be interesting.
No RJ Barrett?
He's hurt.
RJ Barrett is there.
Oh.
But he's not. Yeah, he's hurt right now.
But he should be better by then now.
It's a week and a half, yeah.
Do you have something going on during the All-Star weekend?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Tell us about it. Breaking news.
I don't know if it's breaking news. I did it last year, but I don't know if anyone else gets as excited about the celebrity game as I do. But, yeah, I'll be doing color for the celebrity game again. And that's the most important event of the weekend. When you really think about it, the dunk contest, the three-point shootout, Rising Stars, the All-Star game. I'll be at the commentary table, okay?
Who's your play-by-play person?
Mark Jones. The great Mark Jones.
So they gave you a big-time play-by-play guy.
Yeah, Mark Jones is fantastic.
Now, you're the only analyst, or they couldn't find anybody like who knows basketball?
No, there'll be a basketball expert there as well.
Who was that?
Shanae Okwumike.
Okay.
There'll be an actual basketball player who played basketball who will...
Now, will they let you play like they let you play the other...
No, you don't get to play when you're doing commentary. Although someone asked me...
Why don't they mic you?
Someone asked if I would rather play or do commentary. I'm retired.
No,
after
what they
that
should
shot,
do,
you should never do it.
Thank you, Don. You understand.
They should take a wireless mic, right? Weave it through your copious chest hair and let you go play.
I'm sure Yes has the footage somewhere of the gorgeous jumper that I hit. There's no need to ever play again.
If they have any respect for you, it should be up within the next minute.
Otherwise, I move on. But, yeah, I am looking forward to it. It'll be on the Friday night on ESPN. 8 o'clock Eastern time to you and me.
Are you going to be able to do the show that day? Or?
I am not sure about that. Not sure.
Look at Ryan's getting angry right now.
Oh, he's going to get red right in the face. Look at him. Look at his eyeballs. Look at his eyes coming out of his head.
Yeah.
Just thinking about me missing a show. But I am looking forward to that.
John and I are looking forward to it, too.
You know, you rooted for me to get injured during the celebrity game.
I did not.
You rooted for me to fail during the celebrity game.
Which you did not.
But I did not. And now here you are again, rooting against me again.
You've accomplished a lot in your career. That's got to be in the top 5.
Nailing the shot?
Yeah. No?
It was a good moment. I mean, from a satisfaction standpoint, knowing that you're on national TV and you have no place playing basketball on national TV.
The immediate sense of gratification.
It's as high.
Gratification.
The gratification was extremely high. My hand's still up there. I mean, it was one of those shots. Assisted by white chocolate.
Now I wonder, because I've never asked you this. You guys all shower later together in the same shower?
It's a really interesting and bizarre question to ask. You know, in celebrity games like that, people don't really shower at the gym.
So
I was actually the only player who just got
there. It is.
Here it is. I'll never wait for it.
Look at that form.
It's just gorgeous. It's just
gorgeous.
Crowd
loves it. Look, they're holding up three.
I mean, come on.
Wow.
You knew what time it was. I was the only one who got completely nude. Just walked through the locker room while reporters were there.
That's a very confident man.
People's families were around.
Really?
And I was, this is a locker room. No one is listed on the injury report for Super Bowl 54 this weekend.
I love that. Yeah. I love when people are healthy.
Completely healthy rosters for the 49ers and the Chiefs.
Andy Reid's not on the injury list?
That's not nice. Why would he be on the injured list?
Because he looked like he was limping at the end of the championship game.
Well, he's always limping. It's hard for him to get around. He's got a lot of weight on those legs.
Now, Miami's a place where you can get in a little bit of trouble. Keep checking that list. You might see somebody drop off the list of available.
I love what Richard Sherman told his teammates. He said, you could come back to Miami many, many times in your life. You might not ever get back here.
You mean in terms of chill out?
Yeah, don't go out. This is a business trip.
Yeah, chillax.
I told you the wisest thing a football player ever told me when I was hanging out at one point with an unnamed Redskins player.
He said, please, why are you here?
Yeah, number one, he said, who brought this guy? I don't know you. And number two, when he was hanging out in his house just playing video games and relaxing, I said, you don't go out very much? And he said, I dare someone to give me a DUI going from my kitchen to my living room. And I was like, that is the smartest thing I've ever heard an athlete say.
Smart guy.
So he was drinking while he was playing.
Oh, yeah. He was having drinks. He was might have been taking a toke of the old Bubonge.
Really?
That's right.
And who was this again?
An unnamed player.
Was it a good player?
By the way, one player who was there, who was a veteran player, had a pretty nice career, was, while playing video games, 100% smoking a delightful Newport. Mid-season with a big NFC East game coming up that weekend.
But it was a Newport.
Yeah.
It sold at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
It's not the Bubonge.
No, I understand. But from a lung standpoint, the idea that a player who needs, and this is a position that requires a lot of movement.
Baseball players used to smoke heaters in the dugout during games.
It's a great point.
Yeah, but you're not covering wide receivers when you're playing
baseball. Yeah, but you're hitting a 90
mile an hour. Don, you trying to get information?
I love baseball.
Moving right along. Alfred Payton suspended one game. Marcus Morris fined $35,000 for their roles in the brawl with the Grizzlies. Here's Marcus Morris commenting.
First, to start off, you know, just apologizing deeply. You know, my comments were, you know, unnecessary. You know, I wasn't even thinking when I was talking. We have women referees, women coaches. You know, I'm a big, huge supporter of WNBA. I have a relationship with, you know, a few female players in the WNBA. And, you know, if I offended any of them, I deeply, deeply apologize. And I had a time to, you know, sit and reflect on my words. And, you know, it's just unprofessional of me, man, to even, you know, refer to any of that, you know, in any terms of, you know, downgrading or even, you know, feeling as though that I can even mention a woman's name or anything about women, you know, referring to the game of basketball that they put their heart into and coaching, just life in general, man. And I'm deeply sorry and I deeply apologize.
I'll say this.
That was a legitimate apology.
I was going to say, you might say sorry doesn't fix the lamp, but let's be honest. Isn't that what you want to hear?
No, he
that's
was
someone
great.
Going above it.
I would like to get rid of the if anyone was offended.
I think that's,
but I think that's kind of
that's
a crutch.
Semantics, though. That's a crutch.
I thought he did it. We talked about Dolan yesterday getting angry with Sell the Team. Mike Vaccaro in the Post wrote a great story today. He said he has criticized Dolan, used so many different adjectives about Dolan. Never, ever did Dolan call him up or was upset with him, but he did, you know, he does a Christmas column where he does things to the tunes of Christmas tunes. And in one of the tunes, like to Winter Wonderland, it was Dolan Sell the Team. And they called him up and yelled at him that Dolan was upset. That sets him off when somebody tells him to sell the team. He can't handle it.
And
You get criticized at the Knicks or bet. When you say sell the team, he flips out.
But now everybody in the world knows that, so the chant's just going to be louder.
Yep.
Well, sell the team is the only thing in theory that could ever happen to really hurt him, so is him having to sell the team. But no one can force him to do so anyway.
No.
That'll do it for ENN on this Super Bowl Friday evening.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.